For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Live from Rally House Oak Park, right there across from Oak Park Mall. We're getting set for this football season, a day away from the start of the Chiefs' three-peat campaign, and Rally House is going to be the spot to go to get you set up for tomorrow. You're going to the game tomorrow. Maybe you're going to a game in a week or so against the Cincinnati Bengals. Whatever it may be, Rally House is the spot to get geared up. We also have a couple championship packs to give away today as well. You can come on in and register to win. We're hanging out right when you walk in Rally House in Oak Park. You'll see you can sign up and register to win a couple of these prize packs. You got them right next to you. What do we got in there? What do we got? We got a couple
Hats. Yeah, they say Super Bowl champions on them, and then a couple of shirts that say Super Bowl champions, and then like a felt flag that hangs up, and a giant, is it a Stanley? That's Stanley
nice
in
tumbler.
Shape.
Good size tumbler there.
I don't want to, it's not that brand, but it's exactly like that brand is pretty much what it is. And yeah, it says Super Bowl champions on it as well. So we've got two of them. Anybody who registered to win while we're here from 10 until 2 will be a chance to enter to win this.
Perfect. So we've got that going on. And honestly, this is a great time to get geared up because not only the season, but I came in here the other day because they have some of the Super Bowl stuff from last year, like 40-50% off. I got myself Super Bowl champions hoodie 2 days ago.
You and I have talked about this. And how much was that hoodie? What was the price versus the original price?
I think originally it was 80 something, and I got it for 40 something.
Mm-hmm.
I had the Rally House right after the wins the last two seasons or two Super Bowls prior to this. And for whatever reason, I didn't get one right away after the Vegas one. I don't know why. What prompted that?
I don't know. Got busy.
We were busy or whatever.
Things happened.
And I was like, wait a second. I got to have a hoodie from everyone. So I made sure I got it. So now I've got the three. And we're locked up. We're good to go.
Doesn't really matter what game you're going to go see. I see KC Current gear. I see the local schools from where I'm sitting. KUMU, K-State. Obviously, these are Chiefs and Royals stuff. So anything you need, you can get it right here at Rally House at Oak Park. Come see us and register to win that Chiefs Super Bowl gear pack.
Coming up a little bit later on today, Nate Taylor from The Athletic's going to join us right here at Rally House, actually, and we'll talk to him about the opener tomorrow. We're also about a half hour away from our old friend Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman, current broadcaster, Odyssey NFL insider. You guys remember a couple years ago we had him on the show after the Chiefs had won the first Super Bowl in this era down in Miami against the 49ers, and the question then was, well, can the Chiefs go back-to-back? Remember, Ross got people all upset because he said, oh, they're not going back-to-back, and then we all know they ultimately lost in the Super Bowl. So
it feels rich to be like, they're not going to go back-to-back if they made it all the way to the Super Bowl, but fair enough.
We've had him on since then, but now that the Chiefs are going for a three-peat, I want to ask Ross at 10:30, does he think they can three-peat this year? So Ross will join us in a little bit, but we do want to start with the Royals before we get into the Chiefs, because you and I were at the game last night. We'll talk about the setup because it was great.
Got a second-row view of the disappointing loss.
But I mean, like, I'll be
seventh in a row.
They're miserable to watch right now. They just are. And we can get into the standings and everything. And yes, the Red Sox keep losing, so that's a great thing. Like the Royals did not lose any ground in the wild card. This offense, man, it is flat out a mess. It's how many games in a row now where it's sitting there sixth inning and you look up and they got one or two hits and they continue, 7 of 44 or something now with runners in scoring position during a 7-game losing streak.
Last night, it was 2-0. Okay, fine. Brady was limiting the damage. Sam Long gets the final out of the sixth inning, but Brady pretty much gives you a quality start, right? 5 2/3. Long comes and cleans up the final out. Okay, wash your hands of it. The very next inning, you get out of the jam, you keep it to a number of runs, Brady gets out of the bases loaded jam, only allowing one run earlier in the game, and you're like, okay, feeling okay. They get the bases loaded. Nobody out. And you're like, now's the time. You can snap out of your funk now, put a crooked number up on the board, and then get the lead back, and then try to ride this thing out. And instead, all they do is, with the bases loaded and nobody out, get a singular sack fly. That's it. Just one sack fly, good for one run. The very next inning, a two-run home run, and all she wrote.
It was over. It was over.
That was it. That was the demoralizing home run that was inevitably going to end that game in exactly the fashion that it ended. And, yeah, they are running out of time. Like I told you, that teams are running out of time to catch him. Because, again, the silver lining is very obvious. I'm not going to over-freak because they can and still have a 4.5-game lead in the wild card. More teams are closer than they were yesterday, but the same amount by a half game, the Tigers, who didn't play, they caught up a half game by just not playing. But nobody's closer to you because the Red Sox stink too. They've lost 5 of their last 6.
Thank goodness.
Mariners had a chance to get one against the A's last night. Couldn't do it. And so your positioning hasn't changed. So in a lot of ways, yesterday did what it needed to do. Tell you that the division's over. It's over. The American League Central has been won by the Cleveland Guardians. Barring some sort of massive shift in the way that they are playing and the Royals are playing, and again, same problem the Red Sox have, the number of games remaining, the division's done, so your job is now keeping enough distance between you and the three teams chasing you to make sure you stay in the damn wild card.
Yeah, it would take the Guardians losing 7 in a row, just like the Royals did, and then, you know, and the Royals snapping out of this. And right now, there has been no sign that that is something they're going to do. They get the Guardians, as we know, tonight, then an off day tomorrow before getting back at it Friday afternoon. And, you know, last night, the crowd, there was like 14,000, right? That's all that was there. But in that inning that you brought up, the sixth inning, we were waiting to erupt, right? Like the entire crowd was ready. Everybody's on their feet. Everybody's ready to go. And then the ultimate letdown. First, the first attempt at a sack fly, Tommy Pham trips at third, whatever. They end up getting the sack fly on the next batter.
Yeah, but if you got one there, then maybe the guy advances to third because they try to throw home on Tommy Pham, whatever.
Who knows, right? But just it's the same story, really, throughout this losing streak. I know it's very easy to jump on the bullpen late. Like the Royals aren't scoring. It doesn't even matter right now what the bullpen is particularly doing. If they're going to have two hits going to the sixth inning every night, they're going to keep losing. That has to change. And I think you're getting to the point where you're starting to see every single player. I know this is if you're in the clubhouse, you try not to press, but I think it's hard not to. And you're starting to see that a little bit from this team. The hope is that somehow, some way, you're right. The math is just going to work out to where you're going
to
run out of games if you're the Red Sox, and the Royals are just going to sneak in. I disagree with the notion that they're going to back into the playoffs because they've had this lead in the wild card race now for like a month.
Yes.
So I disagree with the notion that like if they still get in, they're just going to back in.
No, backing
in it to me is if you're not playing well and you somehow were out of the playoff picture and you got in. The Royals have been in the playoff picture for the last month or so at least in terms of the wild card race where they're at. And so if they can get into the postseason still, and that's what it's all about right now, can you just get in, then you wonder if there's like a almost a little bit of a reset at that particular point in time. But until then, man, this is a really tough team to watch right now because there's nothing going right offensively.
Sure, but I mean the best possible news for the – again, everything is still ahead of you. For as much as we keep talking about the teams that they're chasing, they're still technically only a game back of Minnesota. Like, they're not even
– they play them this weekend, too.
Yeah. So and they play the Tigers the following week. So one of the teams who's chasing them by winning a series, they can effectively knock them out because then they'd be 5.5 games back and just finished playing you, and there'd only be, like, 15 games left to play. Minnesota, same thing. If you can write this before this weekend, you can win tonight – you can win Friday and Sunday or win Saturday.
But you understand right now, like you saying that you're not.
I feel like they're going to win a game ever.
You're not
but
wrong.
But I know that that's not how it's going to be. They're not going to lose every single game for the rest of the season.
Of course not, Cody. Of course not. But like just saying like, hey, they're only a game back of the Twins, and if they win this week, like right now, I don't think people want to hear that. Like now it's just finding a way to – you truly can't even – predict or talk about the weekend yet. It truly now
just
is
get
like
a game today.
It is now about can you get one tonight? Like, I'm not even worrying about can they find a way to win this series this weekend?
No.
Can we snap? I say week. Can the Royals snap this losing streak tonight? That has to happen.
I think what I mean by that is if they are pressing, and we can talk about a player that I think is doing it in particular here in just a minute. But if they are doing that, it's very easy to just look on paper and be like, we're fine. We're fine. We could be in the second wild card spot tomorrow. Like, we don't have to worry about that. We just, like you said, get the win tonight. I am shocked. And I knew Vinny was an incredibly important player both in the clubhouse for this team and on offense. There's a reason why they were going to have three guys finish with 100 RBI this season. Vinny's going to come up just short of that as a result of it. I knew he was an important player to this team. We all knew that. I didn't think they would completely derail in his absence. I didn't think the offense would just fall apart. Thank God Hunter Renfroe is starting a rehab assignment, because they need any of the bats they can get right now into the lineup. Because what would have made the difference is the question we had asked before Vinny got hurt. You and I, middle August, late August, I don't know. We had a conversation and said, hey, for these final 6 weeks of the season, who's the guy outside of the big three that they need to step up in the lineup? And we gave some answers like MJ Melendez or Michael Massey. You had mentioned Hunter Renfroe.
Right.
Some names that like kind of make sense. Well, now it's not even like other than they need you badly. They need Michael Massey badly. They need Hunter Renfroe badly. They need Mikel Garcia. They need one other person in this lineup to start producing some hits and help this team produce some runs.
Of course they do. The challenge, though, is even when Vinny was in the lineup, we had acknowledged that outside of those three, how many other guys were stepping up on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And so now when you take them out of the lineup, it is all on Salvi and Bobby. And when and if they're not, you know, adding to the hit count and leading to runs being scored, then I don't know if it's all that crazy to look at the rest of the lineup and, like, is anything's really changed? Like, what they're getting from the rest of the lineup is not much different than what they were getting before. The problem is they're not getting – Vinny's not in the lineup. Bobby, because I think he's probably feeling the pressure, he has not been hitting as well here recently. No, nobody is. But all of a sudden asking a guy that was batting eighth to come up and step up and play even better than what he is as a ball player, probably not realistic.
No, but, like, just be better. Some of these guys are not, like, better than they are as a ball player. They're straight up just not playing good baseball. You know, and that's a difference for me. Like, I understand you're saying, hey, you can't ask them to be something they aren't. Okay, yeah, I definitely get that. But at the same time, they can be better than they have been.
Of course.
You know, they can be a lot better than they have been. And I think that that's where we've run into these problems where – they've had so many guys cold, and now everybody's like, what if I save the team? And you're like, no, that just doesn't work that way.
We're also at the point now where you get poor performance, but you also get seems like the bad luck and the breaks aren't going your way and everything. Like last night, there's plenty of balls that were hit very hard, you know, off the bat and everything, and they're going right to – I mean, that's the kind of stuff that happens during a losing streak as well. And what's that moment going to be to snap out of it? I thought that sixth inning last night was going to be the
base is loaded
and
down
it wasn't.
Nobody out. Yeah, it did.
And so here you are, and just as we know, a week ago, how quickly things continue to shift for this baseball team.
Probably doesn't help that the one guy in the bullpen we really liked was Urseg, and his last two starts, or his last two appearances before he got hurt, and then his most recent appearance, the first one after he got hurt, it's not looked so smooth. And you and I both said we never thought he was going to be a perfect pitcher. That wasn't our expectation. But, I mean, he's got to be better than he's been. He can't be loading the bases and then being like, please save me, James MacArthur. You got to get yourself out of your own situation. He got 30 pitches deep last night and couldn't get through three outs.
So I don't disagree. I guess now, maybe I'm oversimplifying the losing streak. Right now, like, whether they gave up seven runs or four runs.
Sure,
like,
at that point of the game, you're not worried about
it. If this offense is not producing, like, it's hard for me to kind of care what the eighth inning or seventh inning of the bullpen is looking like during the losing streak. This offense right now is not capable of getting more than two hits heading into the sixth inning on a nightly basis right now. That's the problem.
Sure.
That's
the bigger problem.
Team.
Absolutely.
And that's where
the fact that they have one hit through seven most of the time.
I mean, the frustration is obviously not only with fans, it's clearly in the clubhouse as well. And it's a dangerous spot that they're in. They're very fortunate that the Red Sox are playing terrible baseball right now as well. And so,
the Tigers are so far behind, doesn't matter that they've been playing good baseball.
They still have an 80% chance, 79-point-something% chance, according to FanGraphs, to make the playoffs. You and I both still believe they're going to get there. It's what do they look like as they're heading in? You know, is there a reason to think that they've stabilized things by the time they get to the postseason, or are we just hoping that there's a magical reset once the playoffs start? And I still do believe the notion that once you get in the dance, like, anything can happen. I know that sounds silly to say today during a losing streak, but if they got to still get in. But if they get in, you do wonder, all right, then truly the month of September doesn't matter at that point in time once you get in.
Great news. I have selected a song for Friday.
Okay, but I'm glad you said that because people want you to sing. Don't blame me. He doesn't even have a song ready. So even if I wanted to lift the band today, there is no.
You said Friday. I thought I shouldn't. I felt like I was asking a secondary favor by trying to push up the timeline to Wednesday. So you said Friday.
I know.
Honor Friday.
What I'm saying
is, I will have a song ready for then.
Some people were saying I should let you sing today. He doesn't have a song ready today, so it's Friday.
I could do it live. I have about half of it written.
Hmm.
I have about half of it written.
It's not
maybe
done.
More.
It's not done.
No, it's not. Well, partially is the truth is run remote. I don't get my normal studio time. My morning.
This is actually. I know you won't admit this on the air. You don't like their losing by any means. I know that. I know that. But deep down, you also like that you have a chance to play hero on Friday. This team might have.
But I could have played hero last night or today.
No, because they lost last night. There's a chance they could lose eight in a row heading into Friday. And most teams
That's not what it is.
Most teams don't lose more than eight in a row anyway in a season. And so it's setting up where the time is just going to be perfect for your song on Friday.
That's not about me.
Uh-huh.
It's about helping the team.
Uh-huh.
This is not a me thing. This is I want the Royals to win again. And I am preparing. And have written, 60, maybe 50, 60% of the song for Friday. I'll begin the recording process tomorrow. No reason to play tomorrow. They don't play tomorrow. It's the Chiefs season opener, the NFL season opener. That makes no sense. So I figured I should take my time, get it right, and they could still win tonight. The song will still air on Friday, and hopefully it will continue the winning ways that you had pointed out yesterday. The deal is the same. If the Royals, after the song airs on Friday, lose Friday night, I then owe $96.50 to the show fund.
That's right.
And I still have to tell you what I got my wife for Mother's Day.
2 years ago.
Two years ago, if you've been listening to the show a long time, a rather heated discussion on the show at one point, the deal still stands. But since the Chiefs play tomorrow, you and I were asking the same question, which always seems so ludicrous for a team that has won three Super Bowls in the last 5 years and two Super Bowls in a row. But Scott Catchmore had pointed out a stat that I think stood out to both of us in the very obvious thing. The Chiefs, no other team, no other quarterback has won two Super Bowls even with a defense not inside the top 10. Patrick Mahomes has already done it two different times, so he's already separating himself from the rest of the group, which is the simple question out of this is, have we not seen their best team yet? Is the best version of the Chiefs not even existed yet? And this year seems like a pretty good chance at maybe securing that. They were a top three defense in the league last year. Even at worst, they're a top 10 defense, we think, based on what we think their floor is. The offense looks like it's going to be noticeably improved. This year has a chance, from a balance perspective, not like this will be their best offense or this will be their best defense. This will be their best team. And if that's the case, I'd be afraid if I were the rest of the league of what that looks like.
Well, that's what's weird about the NFL. I mean, last year you would agree throughout the regular season, the Ravens were the best team in the AFC, right? We all agree with that. The Baltimore Ravens were the best team in the AFC, and yet they didn't win the Super Bowl. They lost to the Chiefs, and it's the Mahomes effect. The defense was playing great and everything like that. So I agree with you that if we're just looking at the offense getting back to a top five offense, and if we think the defense only slips a little bit, and that'll be a big question over the first couple weeks of the season, how much, if at all, does the defense slip? Do they fall back to fifth, sixth? Do they fall back outside the top 10? What does that look like? But if they're both in the top 10, well then, yes, in the regular season, Cody, they will be a better football team. I also think it will equate to more wins in the regular season. Ultimately, nobody's going to care if they're a better team this year if it results in them losing in the Super Bowl, though, right? And so that's what's weird about the NFL.
I just don't think there's any way they lose the Super Bowl if they're a top five offense and defense and have Patrick Mahomes.
I don't think so, but we would have said that about a lot of other teams over the last 25 years probably.
Like
as well.
Bill Belichick, the Patriots, undefeated 17.
Yeah, like that year, like you're like, oh, there's no. I mean, the Patriots are clearly winning. I mean, the Giants aren't going to beat them. No, there's not going to be a helmet catch in the Super Bowl. No, that's not going to happen. So, yeah, weird things happen. But overall, I agree that it looks like with this roster as it's currently constructed by Brett Veach, and they got the same head coach in place, and they got the best quarterback in place, they have the best tight end of all time still there who's healthy heading into the start of the season. Chris Jones is back. All of this, yeah, it's shaping up that this should be the best team perhaps actually since I would say that 2018 team. I know they didn't win the Super Bowl in 2018.
But that defense stunk.
But offensively, they're going to be on that level, and then the defense is going to be better. So,
that defense was one of the 10 worst in the NFL that year. That's what's made Patrick Mahomes' runs so special. Again, no other quarterback in the league, this includes Tom Brady, who has seven damn rings, he had a top 10 defense for six of those seven rings. Bill Belichick, for all we want to talk about of what made him a great coach, and this is why when he doesn't have a quarterback like Tom Brady, he doesn't look like the same guy. I think Bill Belichick is the single greatest defensive mind the league has ever seen. Nobody has done a better job in their league. He was great at that. And that combination of all-time great quarterback and I'm the best defensive mind made them this juggernaut that we had never seen in the NFL before, stacking up rings in a way we've never seen before. That's why they were so dangerous. I haven't seen the Chiefs put those two things together at the same time. Last year was the single best defense they've had in the, like, I would say since maybe year two or three of the Andy Reid era, but that was the Alex Smith days. Like, they had, you probably don't realize this because people hate Bob Sutton, but Bob Sutton had a top five scoring defense, like, two or three times in his time here in Kansas City. I mean, they were regularly
Well, they were
top
also
three
getting a ton
defense.
Of turnovers. This is just a differently constructed
And it was
defense.
Eric Berry and Justin Houston and Tom Mahaly and Marcus Peters. They had real talent to go in the defense. Last year, they were the second, first-best defense in the league. But the offense didn't come together. I just want to see what it looks like with both.
There's a chance.
This is the first
year
that I actually feel like it's maybe on the table.
There's a chance it's there. I mean, when Steve Spagnuolo is your defensive coordinator still, to me, there's a bar that you know at minimum you're going to be. The question will be the number two cornerback spot, and are they getting more turnovers this year? Because the turnover part might be required for them to maintain anywhere near the level that they were a year ago. It just that might be something that is needed.
That's how you get the positive regression.
And when Charles Omenihu comes back, is he the same player as last year when he came back from a suspension? That's one thing to come back from a suspension. It's another to come back from an ACL. I hope it's the case that he's the same player, but that these are all questions that loom. I still think the floor of the defense is still like 12th or something like that. I don't think they're going to be any worse than that. But can they still be a top five defense? If the turnovers are there, I think they can.
Yeah. If the turnovers are there, they will be a top five defense. They were one of the worst turnover teams in the league last year, and I'm still telling you they were a top three defense in the NFL. That's not usually the case. Those two things do not commonly correlate. It's usually the other way around. This is what I talk about when I say, we always talk regression because those things can't occur, but it can happen on the positive end just the same, which is if you get to be a league average turnover team, well, then, I mean, think about the point differential you're making up. The time your defense doesn't have to be on the field. The points your offense can now put on the board as a result.
Yeah, I mean, I think the positive regression is just more like the down on the side of the ball to be like that.
Well, that's going to happen.
That's the sure thing there when we're talking about any bit of positive regression. That's going to be on the other side.
Did you have fun in the crown seats last night?
Oh, it was great. It was incredible, man. You had sat in those before. I had
just once.
Got there early, man. Full buffet, a little beef tenderloin, some nice Yukon gold potatoes.
Donna was really helping us out.
Broccolini, all you can eat and drink. It was a great night. The weather was fantastic. The only thing that prevented it from being perfect was, of course, the product on the field, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But everybody was nice down there. We also had some listeners that we knew that were down in the area.
Some winners of a Cody and Gold garage sale experiences.
Three different groups of people that we've known from other events that we've gone to. It was good to see them. And, the whole set, I mean, it's just the way to live, man. It's the way to live.
It's hard not to get taken care of. Server comes over, ask if you want a cocktail, make it with whatever, bring you food. And then, like I said, like the woman Donna's, like showing us her seats, being nice, telling us how, showing
to
us the ropes. She's a listener of the show. Maybe a future chance to go sit in there again. Who knows? It was a great time last night. I was glad you got to experience it. You did send out a photo that Dusty took of us on the broadcast last night in which it looks like I'm once again saying something to you. But I want to be very clear. So there's a caption contest out there on 96.5 The Fan's Twitter page. And Alex said, or the station account had said, hey, what do you caption this? What do you think that Cody's saying? Or what do you think they're saying?
Uh-huh. There's a couple I can read you.
I know. Read a few, and then I'll tell you for a fact what I know I was saying to you.
So, yeah, it is on social media, but one says, I'm telling you, Alex, a hot dog is a sandwich. They think we were debating the hot dog is a sandwich. Someone else says, Cody must have been saying, I know I could throw a few innings out there. And I was saying, right, sure, yeah. Because the look on my face was like, What the hell is he talking about? Like, what do you, someone else says, so then the proctologist went like this. It's because someone says, just let me sing one more song, then we take the central. Someone else went with, new FM station check just makes a difference.
Yeah, okay, so all great captions. I know for a fact what I had said to you was, Brady just said the F word.
He did, because he had just given up the hit that blooped down for one or two runs.
And then it scored the second run for the Guardians. He was right in front of us, backing up the catcher, doing his job. He was standing 5 feet in front of us, Golden. He just went F. Like, and you know, obviously, said the
regular
word.
That's why they cut to Brady.
And I was saying he. I was pointing at Brady. He just said that right in front of us. I know that that's what I was saying in that picture. I'm confident. But
I don't know. I think you were saying one more run, and I'm singing right here. I think that's what one more run, and I'm singing right here in the Crown Club.
I'm going to sing to Michael Massey in the on deck circle. By the way. Could not get Michael Massey's attention. Laser focus.
Cody's trying to distract
him. Laser focus.
Cody's out here trying to distract him. Like, dude, there. You can joke around a little more if the team was playing better, if they had scored some runs, maybe in the eighth or ninth inning. Second inning or early in the game when they're not hitting well and they're in the middle of a losing streak, you think he's just going to turn around and have a conversation with you while he's on the on-deck circle?
I thought he might just hit it with the, what's up?
The only way you might have got his attention if you would have said something about Caleb Williams or the Bears and be like, Caleb Williams is watching. Or something like that, maybe. Because he would have been like, how does this person know? And we all know he's a big Chicago Bears fan. That would have been it. But now the losing streak's not the time that we're going to get that kind of reaction. You know, no. If they had won 8 in a row or 7 in a row, a little bit different. If things were going better. But right now they're obviously in a major slide. And their offense is not hitting. He's up in the three spot. He hasn't got a hit, I don't think, since he's been in the three spot. Things just aren't going well. So he's probably not wouldn't be in the mood to joke around with you right now.
Maybe. But, you know, it's still a – just because you're having a bad day at your job, doesn't mean you can't still have a positive attitude. Michael Massey usually has a positive attitude.
Oh, yeah, because I'm sure anybody listening, let's say they're just, hopefully you're not having a bad day, but let's say you are. I'm sure you just want somebody in the office to start joking around today. Don't think
what's
so.
A joke? I'm just trying to say what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, all of them. They all lock in on the on-deck circle. They've got their whole routine. I think it'd be tough. When you're sitting in those seats, you are five. You can obviously you're 5 feet away from.
But they're so used to that. They go on the road. People are shouting their name. And all, you just get used to that. I'm guessing.
Sometimes.
I'm assuming when you're just used to people shouting your last name, first name, or whatever.
Yeah, in a baseball game.
Yeah.
You don't even pay attention. That's fair. Fun times last night, man. Hope we get to do it again sometime.
We are broadcasting from Rally House in Oak Park, right across from Oak Park Mall, getting you geared up for the start of the football season. You can come out here. We're here till 2 o'clock. We've got a box here to register to win a couple of Chiefs Super Bowl prize packs. You want to be sure to get those in before 2 o'clock today. Maybe you got a lunch break coming up in about an hour or so. Stop on by Rally House in Oak Park. Up next, though, we go out to our Odyssey NFL insider, Ross Tucker, going to get his perspective on the Chiefs in the three-peat campaign. Back here on Cody and Gold, we continue broadcasting from Rally House, Oak Park. It's time to gear up for football season. You can shop the latest and most popular styles of Chiefs gear at Rally House, from the 2024 sideline gear featured on your favorite players and coaches to updating that tailgate and all the necessities that are needed.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
For game day, including Chiefs Super Bowl champions gear, you can shop at 16 Kansas City area Rally House locations online at rallyhouse.com. Coming up in about 15 minutes or so, we'll get back into the Royals, part of the 7-game losing streak. One thing that has been consistent on a positive end, but boy, oh boy, are they going to have to rely on it even more to snap out of this losing streak. So we'll get to that in just a little bit. But we're all fired up, of course, for tomorrow's season opener, and it's good to have an old friend join us, and he's going to join us throughout the entire football season. So we're excited to go out to our Odyssey NFL insider, Ross Tucker, where our insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise, Mayo Game Day. Be delicious, Ross. It's great to have you back on the show, man, and we're excited to have you throughout this three-peat campaign.
Oh, my gosh. Are we doing this every week? They didn't tell me that.
Sorry, bad news for you. If you come in town, we can at least get wings again.
Well, October 7th, I will be in town. I don't even know who you're playing,
right,
but I'm doing that game on the radio that night for Westwood One. So that'll be fun. Monday, October 7th, I was actually just talking to my Westwood One boss. So wait, that means the whole year I have to hear you guys talk about how great Patrick Mahomes is and Andy Reid and Travis Kelce, and we're going to win it 3 years in a row. Let's talk more about the Royals and that seven-game losing streak.
We don't want to talk about that.
Oh, man.
We were sad last night, Ross.
It was. It's not good. It's not good right now for the Royals.
All right, fine. We can talk about the Chiefs and football.
Okay, so let's ask you a question, because I think some of our listeners gave you a hard time because you came on our show right before the season started and you said, hey, the Chiefs can't repeat as champions, right?
Yeah, two, three years ago,
right? Hey, they can't repeat as champions. They went and lost to the Buccaneers a few years after, you know, that season in the Super Bowl. So do you think they can win three in a row? You might as well just get it out of the way now.
Yeah, no. I am glad that the year that I was so strong on saying they wouldn't repeat, that they didn't repeat. And I'm glad I didn't say that last year. I guess nobody asked me. I don't know. Although I would have certainly said, it's funny, nobody was really talking about them repeating that much during the year last year because they just weren't very good for a lot of the season, which I think makes this year even more interesting, right? They've kind of gotten to that point now. I don't want to say that they're like an NBA team, but it feels like the entire regular season on some level is like the prelude, you know, to the real show. And I think it's a real challenge for Andy Reid and the leaders of that team to make sure that these guys are locked in, doing everything they need to do to try to have the best season possible, to try to get home field advantage. But, you know, you got to think some of those guys are like, well, yeah, last year it didn't really matter. All we do is make the playoffs, and then Travis Kelce, Mahomes, they'll do their thing. And I know players don't look at it that way, at least not consciously. But I would also say there's a reason why nobody has ever won three in a row. It's actually interesting. I was on a team trying to win it 3 years in a row. Now, unfortunately, I wasn't with them the first 2 years when they actually did win it, but I was with the New England Patriots in 2005, and it is just a grind. I mean, the reason why I was on the Patriots is because their starting center, Dan Copeland, was injured. Their starting left tackle, Matt Light, was injured. I just think playing as many extra snaps, as many extra games as the Chiefs have over the last couple of years, I do believe it's kind of like a running back that gets 400 touches and then those guys are never as good the next year. The Chiefs, every player on their team has a lot of snaps over the last 2 years, which I think makes it just increases the degree of difficulty for them to stay healthy throughout the year, as well as to go ahead and be able to, you know, play their best in January when they're going to have to.
The first step to being able to three-peat, of course, is handling your business in the AFC West, where the Chiefs have won that thing eight straight years. When you look at this AFC West this year, is this the least competitive division in football?
Probably, yeah. I mean, there's no other team that you could realistically paint a picture that is competitive with the Chiefs. I mean, maybe the Chargers, if you super buy into the Jim Harbaugh thing, but I think there's a real chance that the Broncos and the Raiders are two of the worst five teams in the NFL. In fact, I don't know off the top of my head, but I just did the Ross Tucker Football Power Rankings. I think I might have had the Raiders 30 and the Broncos 28. And then even giving the Chargers the benefit of the doubt, I felt like I had them at 19. And yes, I had you guys, the Chiefs, at number one. So think about that. You've got the number one team in my power rankings, the number 19 team, and then like 28 and 30. That's a pretty significant drop-off. It reminds me a little bit of when the Patriots were having so much success and that they were easily able to get the number one seed so often in the bye and everything that goes with it because of that AFC East being weak during those years. That's exactly what the Chiefs need to have happen. The Chiefs, I think it would be gigantic for them to just take care of business, get the number one seed, get that bye going into the playoffs, and then only have to play two home playoff games. I think that would be huge. Obviously, they proved last year they could go on the road and they could win these games like they did, but I think you're kind of tempting fate if you do that, you know, back-to-back years.
Is this – so I'm guessing this year he still maybe gets the bye because they don't have the same number of offensive weapons. But the Herbert excuses have got to stop pretty soon, right? Because for the longest time, it's, oh, Staley's holding him back. But for the most part, everyone views the Harbaugh hire so glowingly. I would think at some point you got to stop making excuses for Herbert from the he's got to start winning games or important games or playing in more postseason games. Any of the things we would be more critical of, in my opinion, or were more critical of Lamar Jackson and other guys.
Yeah, I mean, I think people can watch Justin Herbert play and realize he's a really good player. But I think people can also, you know, there are guys, and we know this, who play better when it matters the most, like Patrick Mahomes, and there are guys that don't, quite frankly, like Lamar Jackson. I mean, those guys both have two MVPs. They've both been phenomenal in the regular season. Mahomes takes it up a level in the playoffs, whereas it feels like Lamar Jackson doesn't. And I think you can argue he takes a step back in the postseason. So I think Herbert kind of falls into more of the Lamar Jackson category right now. He just hasn't, you know, been able to get them over the hump as much. But in fairness, I mean, they're never healthy. They didn't have a good coach. And this year, I think, their receivers this year, their starting receivers are DJ Chark, who's like on his fourth team in the last 4 years, Joshua Palmer, who they like, but was like their third or fourth receiver the last couple of years, and Ladd McConkey. So maybe that's okay, because maybe they're going to run the ball a ton anyway with Greg Roman and Jim Harbaugh, but that would be this year's excuse. Would be that the lack of receivers, because it feels like the first rounder they took last year from TCU, Quentin Johnson, is a bust.
We're talking to our Odyssey NFL insider, Ross Tucker, where our calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. So who is the biggest challenger to Kansas City then overall in the AFC that could stop them from getting to another Super Bowl?
Well, and that's the thing. I've referenced a couple times my power rankings on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. I had this I remember. I had Kansas City 1, then the Niners 2, Lions 3, Eagles 4, Packers 5. So now we're down at 6 before I get to the Ravens. It really feels like the two teams that were the biggest threat last year and in recent years, the Bills and the Ravens, it really feels like they've both taken a step back. That doesn't mean they won't still be good. It doesn't mean they can't still beat the Chiefs in the playoffs. But it really feels like from both a division perspective and a conference perspective that the Chiefs are in a much better place in terms of who they have to go against than they have been. I mean, I maybe the Texans, you know? I mean, the Texans are young, up-and-coming. Stroud was awesome last year. They've added Stephon Diggs and Danielle Hunter, and maybe Stroud takes even another step. I don't know. it feels like teams need to walk before they run a little bit more than the Texans have done. But maybe they're ready and poised, and maybe it's their time to try to knock off the Chiefs and get to the Super Bowl.
Ross, I wanted to go back to one thing you had said earlier about the Patriots team you were on going for a three-peat. You'd said the injuries and stuff had piled off, but how much of a conversation or, like, energy in the building was the attempt for a three-peat, right? Was it a constant threat? Was it never discussed? Like, how often was the idea that you were going for three in a row something that was focused on?
Yeah, great, great question. And the answer is, so they had some injuries I referenced. So they signed me midway through the year, and it was not referenced one time the entire time I was there. Never said, never anything. I remember I was lifting in the weight room one time, and the GM, Scott Pioli, said something to me about, like, how you liking it here so far or whatever. And I was like, cool. It's like, so cool to be on a team going for a third straight Super Bowl. But nobody else had ever said that. And I think I said to him, like, I don't think it's ever been done. Well, you guys know Scott Pioli. And he was like, never. it was never something that any player or coach said, not one single time did I hear it.
Ross Tucker, our Odyssey NFL insider. We appreciate you joining us. And, yeah, you're as far as we know, you're on with us every week now, Ross. So it's going to be a fun football season. I'm sure there will be plenty of moments where the text line absolutely loves you.
You know what? I got nothing against Kansas City. The point is, I love Kansas City. I like food. I like beer. I like football. I think it's really hard to win back-to-back. But it's so funny talking with you guys now. Now I think they have the best chance to win three in a row of any team I've ever heard of. I mean, like the division, the conference. I mean, it's everything is set up for the Chiefs to win three in a row. It's definitely going to happen. Lock it in, guys. Take that sound cut.
All right, Ross, there you go. That's Ross Tucker, our Odyssey NFL insider. Insider call is brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayo. Mayo game day. Be delicious. And, yeah, he's going to join us every Wednesday throughout the season. It'll be good to get his national perspective on what he's seeing. And last year we really appreciated his insight on the offensive line because I'll give him a ton of credit. I think it was, I don't know, week two, week three, we asked him about Donovan Smith and Juwan Taylor, and I thought he kind of gave us really good insight and foreshadowed away the rest of the season was going to go with Donovan Smith and some of the issues there, and then Juwan Taylor obviously lining up improperly. So it'll be good to have that, especially with a rookie left tackle this year. After week one, that'll be one of the questions I can guarantee we ask him. What did he see from the rookie at left tackle matching up against that impressive defensive front there against Baltimore?
Always love his opinion on that, but, you know, he's – I asked him because sometimes it's the rose-colored glasses conversation. I think the Chiefs are in the easiest division in football, as in the most decided division in football. The worst one is the NFC South. All those teams are kind of blah. But there's multiple teams who are at least capable of winning the division. As far as competition for the top spot, you can make an argument that the Broncos are one of the five worst teams in the NFL. Again, they're going to be starting a rookie quarterback, so unless Bo Nix is just the goods, they're going to be in trouble. The Chargers are completely restarting on offense under Justin Herbert, where it's a new offensive scheme, and maybe it's more run-heavy, but they don't have the weapons they used to. And the Raiders are starting Gardner Minshew, so they definitely stink.
Yeah, he's good for one or two surprise wins a year, as we've said over and over about Minshew in that quarterback situation. And it's why that, you know, I think the Chiefs are going to sweep the West for the first time since 2022.
Yeah.
You know, and that wasn't that long ago that they did it. And I think this division is worse than it was a year ago for the reasons that you brought up. So thanks to Ross Tucker for joining us here on the show. Reminder, a little bit later on today, Nate Taylor from The Athletic is going to also join us. He'll be on site here at Rally House in Oak Park, the Oak Park Mall location right across from Oak Park Mall. We just had a gentleman come up and register to win. That's what it's all about. Come on out. Not only get geared up for the start of the football season, but we've got a couple of Chiefs Super Bowl prize packs that we're registering people to win as well. You just got to fill out your name, email address, and that's it. You're entered. That's simple. So maybe you're in the area lunch. We're getting close to the lunch hour here in the next half hour or so.
Sure.
So stop on by. And I mean, it's hard not to walk into a Rally House and not just want to buy a bunch of
stuff. You're like, are you thinking about getting yourself a 2022 NCAA National Champions Kansas
It's Jayhawks? Right in front of me.
Poster?
It is right in front of me. Look, I told you, I'm not even kidding. 3 days ago, 2 days ago, I guess Monday, what would that have been? I'm losing track of days. I was in here, and I got the last year's Super Bowl hoodie because they have those on clearance right now. And also, I got the Bobby Wood Jr. jersey. That was new. That I wore last night, that was new.
That was brand new?
I didn't have one.
You spilled a little seltzer on it. I didn't realize it was brand new.
Clear seltzer, not going to cause a problem.
Come right out.
We got someone picking up a jersey. Your favorite player, Felix Anduke Uzama. How about that? The support, the love for Felix.
He's probably a K-State guy.
Smart. See, support. That's what we need, Cody.
I do support. You know? I don't know why I'm being called a hater.
I love that someone just walked by with a Felix jersey just in time for you to see it today.
The person before was buying a Creed Humphrey one.
That was great as well.
So, and I supported Creed, as you well know. Yeah. And I support the idea that Felix could get better this year. I don't think it's going to happen. I'd like it to, though. I'd like to be supportive of him. I'm not a hater just because I don't think a player's every player is going to get better.
If I would have asked you and given you 10 guesses on a player's jersey that would have been purchased today while we're at Rally House, and you definitely
he's a big believer.
Come in and purchase jerseys, I bet you would never have guessed Felix.
No, probably not. But good for him.
I love it. That
I don't
was
know.
Great.
He's a former first-round pick. That's not crazy.
I love the fact that that jersey was purchased right in front of you. Right in front of you.
That gentleman gave you the big thumbs up, man. He was proud of it. Proud of it.
That's good stuff, man.
Last night at the Royals game, did it become very evident that even though we have asked that the Royals, like, we've had the conversation with Vern, like, hey, you know, they can't really afford any missteps out of the rotation. When Vinny went down, not only can they not afford any missteps in the rotation, I need them to be even better than I thought I was going to ask for a week ago. I need them to be genuinely great the rest of the way, if this team is going to continue to stay in the spot that they're in. Brady Singer's effort last night, that's bare minimum of what I want out of four of the five starters every single time we go through the rotation. 5 2/3 and two runs is the bare minimum level of performance I want out of Lugo, Singer, Reagans. That's Waka. That's it. Because last night highlighted what we all know. They're not going to win a game mashing the rest of the way. They might get you four or five. They'll find some offense along the way eventually. But the starting pitching is still going to have to win them every game.
That's the thing that during the losing streak has actually been good. The starting pitching has not been the issue, as we've said, during the seven-game losing streak. It has been the offense. And so the hope is, because at some point you know, Cody, they're going to get a bad outing from a starting pitcher. At some point, the question will be, does it come when the offense has snapped out of this? Do you believe the offense is going to snap out of this stretch that they're in currently? Does that happen before Renfro comes back? Well, look, I like Hunter Renfro, and I told you I think he's a key piece, and they obviously need him back. But that's also putting a ton on him to think that he's just going to solve everything when they, you know.
No,
they,
but
they
can he help them get, like, one extra run a game?
Well, they probably changed the order up right now. Like, we know we're obviously big fans of Michael Massey, but in the three spot, it has not worked out so far since they moved him back.
It's tough to have Tommy Pham at the top sometimes. You got to move things
around.
I think
name recognition wise, if I told you Tommy Pham was leading off for a playoff team, you would probably say what? But to his credit, since he's been on the Royals, he has actually been one of the better hitters because during this slump.
He has. I'm not critical of the overall approach they've taken, but because I'm not going to put it on the offense because I think that's asking too much. To put it on the offense, in my opinion, is asking too much information. But on top of that, the starting pitching is who we should ask it of because that's the team that eventually. That's the part of this team that eventually has led them to the postseason, will lead them in postseason success. To that gentleman who bought that Felix jersey.
Yes, he just dropped me off
a note
that I'm supposed to read to you.
Oh, okay, and it says?
I remember he purchased the Felix Anduke Uzama jersey. He said, Felix, 6 sacks this year, Chief John.
Okay.
There's a prediction. That's a prediction.
Is that the person who was trying to make me a bet on it?
I don't know if he wants to make a bet, but he knows the background and your discussion around Felix.
Yeah, this does not feel like an accident. He came in this door. He picked up his Felix Anduke Uzama jersey.
So, yes.
He left you a note.
That was a note that I will gladly share, as I did on the air. But
how many sacks does Felix need to get for you, Gold, to shave your head again? Was it 10?
10.
Okay.
10. Yeah.
All right.
But as we've learned, you know, I can also just renegotiate anytime, as we've learned now.
Maybe it can just be a bowl cut.
That's what we've obviously learned. We can renegotiate this week
cut.
Anyway.
That might be worse.
it probably would be worse. You'd hate it. But yeah, the Royals' rotation is what got them here, so they're going to have to rely on it the rest of the way. I know it sounds silly to be like, well, I'm asking even more now, but I am. Just plain and simple, I am. I'm asking more of you than I was a week ago because now I need more. Like, it's not realistic, I understand, at times to put even more pressure on a unit. But they've also handled that pressure a lot better than the past. Since Vinny's been down, the rotation's been fine. They're putting this team in a position to have a chance to win baseball games.
They haven't.
The offense isn't.
And tonight, Seth Lugo. Yeah. Seth Lugo is on the mound. You got the right guy on the mound tonight. We talk about having stoppers in the rotation. I would have thought they already would have stopped it because they had. This is why it's the longest losing streak of the season. Mm-hmm. They have not let the 3 or 4 game losing streak become 6, 7, and here we are, and it's the longest losing streaks of the season. But it has not been because their starters getting knocked out in the fourth inning. It has been because, as we've said over and over, the offense. But Seth Lugo does get the nod tonight, 6:40 first pitch. Pitch. Ferns on Deck show at 5:30 right here on your home for the Royals, 96.5 The Fan. Coming up next, we get to the 11 o'clock hour here as we continue broadcasting from Rally House Oak Park. Coming out, get geared up for the start of the football season. One player that will be available at the start of the season is Travis Kelce. I want to go back to something he said yesterday about his, basically, career arc at this point and what it's going to look like over the next couple of years. Is there years there or a year left? We'll do that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.